Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. 1 o'clock hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. 20 minutes away from an AMA. We'll get the phone lines open. You can call us up and ask us anything. 404-726-0929. 120 on Wednesdays, though. Mark Schlereth stops by, our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast, brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Outstanding.
Doing great. Certainly a little bit better than last week, given the way that the Falcons played on Sunday night against the Vikings. And you're kind of talking about this throughout the day today. I mean, it feels like this week there's a little bit more buzz, certainly about the defense, than there has been in a while regarding the Falcons. What's your kind of general thought on the way that they've played the first couple weeks?
I think ultimately you look at what they did against Minnesota and the way they played and how, you know, pedestrian they made that offense look, which was great. And then you add the fact that, you know, they lost a tight one to Tampa, and we saw what Tampa did in Houston and that Monday night game. I just think it gives you more credence to go, hey, maybe the Falcons are a contender in the NFC South. Like, so I think it's great. I mean, I think they played really well, and they played pretty well in both games. And so it's got to be encouraging. It's encouraging, I think it's encouraging just the way they played, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
How do you view Bijan? Because I know, I mean, obviously we love him here in Atlanta. We think he's a stud. I know, I'm asking because Ra had his media availability earlier, and somebody asked him, and Ra said, yeah, I think he's the best in the league. I mean, how do you view this young man? Because he's watching him run on Sunday night stink was just a joy to watch.
He is incredible. One, he's a great young man.
Yeah.
Unbelievable young man. And then, like there's very few guys that make NFL players look like JV players. Like, there's only a handful of guys I've ever seen. You guys have had now two in Atlanta that I can remember. Michael Vick and now Bijan. Like, it's like watching Lamar Jackson play quarterback. And when he's running around at the quarterback spot, you're like, how is he making NFL athletes look like they play JV and he's on varsity? It's ridiculous. And Bijan has done things, and he does things every time you watch him on tape that marvel you. And I think sometimes when you're watching a game, you know, it's different than going back and watching a coach's film and seeing some of the cuts and some of the just instinct that he has as a running back. He's phenomenal, man. I love watching that dude play.
Funny enough, both of those guys wear the same number, about number 7 for the Falcons, which coincidence, I suppose. Falcons-Panthers Sunday. I know there was some positive momentum for Bryce Young late in the year last year, playing a bit better. They're off to an 0-2 start. What are you seeing from him and the Panthers through 2 weeks?
You know, like, listen, they have a bunch of injuries now. The best part of their offense has been their offensive line. Hunt is down. Corbett is down. So that hurts them. You know, and Bryce, you got to get Bryce out of the pocket. You got to get him on the edges. You know, he's good. He's good in those situations. Quick read, first read, dissecting the defense. He's really good at that. It's like, when you keep him and contain him in the pocket, you know, his size, his stature doesn't necessarily lead to great success from the pocket. So that's an issue for them and for him as a quarterback. But listen, man, it's more than Bryce. Bryce is not one of those guys that's going to erase a bunch of warts.
Right.
He needs good players around him. Like, there are certain quarterbacks, Josh Allen can erase a few warts. You know, there are guys that can do that. He's not one of those guys, so everything needs to be on point. And, man, I did a game, and I ripped Leggett in the game I did, a week one game. Leggett won. He catches the ball on the sidelines, and he doesn't tap his toe. He just steps out of bounds. I thought it was just lazy. It was lack of field awareness, lack of spatial awareness. And then they get in a second down and one situation, and he's in a cut split, and the safety just runs right by his face, and he just gives zero effort to block the guy. And the guy makes a tackle in the backfield for minus two, and now you put yourself in a third down and three or third down and four situation. And I ripped his ass on the broadcast. If you don't want to be here, right, like, go to the sideline. Like, what are we doing? It irritates the crap out of me. And when I see that with receivers, you know, I'd be like, this is why I'm not coaching, because I put you in one-on-ones, and I would have one of my defensive linemen beat the piss out of you so you have an understanding of what they have to do every day, every play of the game, for you to even sniff a football. And that stuff drives me crazy, because it's just a selfish attitude. And that dude is checked out. I mean, and then I look at the coach and go, why are you letting him play?
Yeah.
Why? Because you better have balls enough to say, hey, man, if you play like that, you don't get to play for me.
Yeah. Hey, Stay, I'm going to get around the league, especially a division that you're familiar with. Who's the best team in the AFC West?
The Chargers.
Mm.
Chargers, physically, they'll wear you out. Like, they are big. They are strong. They got a 300-pound fullback that will just rip you apart. They'll make you play big, and then they'll get you in the play-action game. You know, they'll get great matchups in that, because you got to play bigger people. Fat people don't cover as well as skinny people, so they'll get you in those situations. And so they're really good that way. And then defensively, man, they're playing lights out. They're playing a lot of shell-type defense, but they match the underneath route combination, so it's kind of a almost a mixture of zone man principles, and they're really, really good at it through the first 2 weeks.
Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL Insider, joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. I want to get your perspective on this, because you're one of the few people who played and is now in these broadcast meetings throughout the week with teams. There's been a lot made this way. I know that I think they walked it back and said maybe Brady can't go to him anymore, but he was in the booth this weekend. Obviously, he's calling games for Fox. How much information are you guys getting in those meetings? And do you feel like it's as big of a deal as being made with what's going on with Tom Brady?
No, it's not. I mean, it's not. There's some coaches that will tell you, you know, hey, here's what we're trying to attack in third downs. We don't think their linebackers are very good in coverage, so we're going to attack them, you know, in the passing game, third downs, try to get some matchups there. But it's all stuff that you see on film. It's not like you're breaking world secrets or anything. And the other thing is, the dirty little secret is, we all run the same stuff.
Yes.
Like, nobody – there's no passing concept in the league that all of a sudden you're like, it's magic. You know, it's not like we got the Hogwarts playbook over here and he saw it, you know, it's all the same stuff. And, you know, I was saying this on the Sinking Truth podcast. I'm like, if we run a 3-by-1 formation, you know, and the tight ends is sitting at number three, he's running a through route, and you know, the number two receiver, the slot guy, is running a pick curl, and the other guy is running, you know, the number one guy is running a now, which is just a one-step kind of slant. You know, and we call that Buffalo in San Francisco. Well, we renamed it, you know, in Atlanta, and we don't like Buffalo because it's not a cool name. We call it Viper.
Yeah.
Viper. And everybody goes, oh, we're running Viper. It's the same exact thing. It doesn't matter. So, like, you're not getting anything that's, like I said, world breaking or anything. And so I'll admit this, it's a bad look, and people are going to be up in arms about how bad a look it is. But is there some decided advantage you're getting? No, not at all. That part is just, is silly. And there's part of it, too, which I understand this part.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is that he played for the evil empire and, right. You know, and he played for Darth Vader. Yep. And everybody hates right. The Patriots and their run they were on. And they had Spygate and they had Deflategate. And so a lot of people will look at it and say, hey, there's something going on. So I get it. But I'm in a facility just about every weekend. And I think I get a lot of good stuff from coaches because I study a lot. But the bottom line is I'm not getting anything that that you can't figure out on film by yourself and that any coach in the league can see.
Yeah, that's kind of what we thought.
Yeah.
It's good to hear you say it, though. Mark, we appreciate it.
Appreciate
Thank
it,
you.
Steve.
Yeah, you guys be well now. Take care.
Mark Schlereth right. There.
Viper. Honestly,
that's so great.
It is.
I wish that was my job, to come up with the names of this kind
Andy,
of stuff.
Dude.
Because, like, the cornier, the better.
But it's crazy because he's absolutely correct. It's just,
NASCAR.
It's either, because if it's not the number system,
yeah.
It's the word system, right?
That's to start but with the right letter.
The same thing yeah. is... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dog.
Nitro.
Yeah. Oh, man, we came up with something. We got some new stuff here.
It's all the names of the American gladiators.
Pretty much.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Nitro.
Ice.
Yeah. It's so funny because it's so true.
Hey, Mark Schlereth every week is the host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.